Hello everyone, it's Ben Sampson here. This is a very rough edit of the Grade Sixes' second broadcast at Southern FM on the 27th of June. Hope you enjoy. Sit back and relax and listen to the kids talking about what they want to talk about.
This is 88.3 Southern FM, and today we have me, Gabby. We also have Byron, Ryan and Xavier on the control panel, and we are from St. Joseph's in Black Rock.
And Lightning Premiership of Football.
So we have our Lightning Premiership for netball today. Well, most of the girls in our class are going, except for me because I did the footy, and they're going to be playing quite a few games. So, yeah, and then we had our Lightning Premiership for footy on Friday. We played six games. We won four of them, and we ended up coming fourth on the ladder out of all the teams. And because we were about to come third, but in the last game we lost, and that made us come fourth. We've also recently had cross country, and we've, in the first round, Ryan here, he came fourth. Yeah, he came fourth. I was in the lead, but then I fell over, kind of, and I couldn't finish, which was really annoying. But one of my friends, she made it and came first, which was really great for her. But, and then we had the second round, and in the second round, I was allowed to go through because of all my placings from the year before's. And I came ninth, and Pippi came seventh, and Ryan, what'd you come?
Like 48th.
Like, yeah, and then
over. And then another one of my friends came second last, like 56 or something like that.
And also one of my other friends, Emily, she came 25th in zones or division. And then me and Pippi proceeded to the next round, which was regionals, and we both came 14th and 15th. I came 15th and Pippi came 14th, which was a really good experience. And it was pouring rain when we were running, so it was super cold. But, I mean, that's cross-country weather. So, yeah. So we've recently had some people from House Spirit, which is like, it's kind of like people
from, like, our school. We have Colony, Nagel and Nazareth, and they came to help us to make our school have, like, more funner activities. Like, we're going to have a disco.
Yeah, we're going to have a disco.
We're going to have, like, tablet sports.
Yeah, that's today. We're having this tablet sports where there's all these different courses, and all the grade sixes, we are on different courses. Like, I'm with someone in my class called Connor on the obstacle course, and we're going to be doing all these different things. And yeah, and then there's like hockey and basketball and soccer,
and I'll be doing the basketball on the mini hoop. That'll be fun.
I'm doing targeting with Luke.
Yeah, and as I've said before, I'm doing obstacle course, and it's basically for the whole school to do, and we separate into different groups. I think there's eight or nine groups. Yeah, it's eight groups. And so where we're going to be.
And we, for the House Spirit, we had the surveys. And for the surveys, we got to choose what we wanted and picked. And the whole school picked a movie day at lunch. So, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to have a movie day, I think, next term. And we're also going to have another disco.
And tabloid sports.
Yeah, which is today.
And next term. 3 weeks. 3 weeks of tabloid sports.
Yeah, 3 weeks we're going to have tabloid sports.
An actual, like, with our colony, Nazareth and Nagel.
Yeah, so we're going to compete in our houses, and we'll see which house wins. That's going to be good. So, yeah.
So, a quiz. Gabby, what's your favourite sport?
Oh, that's footy, obviously. I love AFL. It's one of my favourite sports.
Ryan, well, who's your idol?
Probably Del Potro.
Del Potro, I have no idea who
he's
that is.
He's a tennis player.
Oh, that
or
makes
Alex
sense.
Dimineal.
Still don't know who that is, but okay.
He's an Australian tennis player.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Byron, what do you think your deepest fear is?
Heights. Don't like heights. When I'm on the plane, I get sick when I look out of the windows. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you can tell by that. Well, so we've had this thing in our school where we've had to donate some books, and we're going to give them to Fiji for the kids in need who need them.
Because they don't have any books, and they need to learn.
Yeah, so they haven't had any like education, and we're giving them books so then they can read and learn how to read, and be able to, be educated.
Oh, the specialist, for school. I think, we do, sport, environmental science, art, and...
Indonesian.
Art and Indonesian. They're both together.
Yeah. Yesterday we had someone,
Lavinia Nixon.
Yeah, Lavinia Nixon from Channel 9. She came to our school.
And talked about
the weather. Which was really good, and we had to speak in Indonesian some parts.
We
learnt from her, where the weather comes from Melbourne and Australia, and we learnt how tornadoes form and cyclones and everything.
We also learned where if it's a hot place up on the top of Australia, they can get cyclones, I think.
Yeah, and some people actually live underground in Australia because
I think
it's so hot.
I think it's called Cooper Petty.
Yeah, I think that's where it is.
Yeah.
Carapetti, I think.
Yeah, I don't know where it is. South Australia. That's where it is, yeah.
Oh, house spirit sport. We haven't done much for that.
We did, I think last term, we did our twilight sports, and that was really fun. So it was
tabloid sports is a part of the house spirit sport, so that's why we're doing it today.
Yeah.
And we're doing it next term for 3 weeks.
Yeah, so...
Every 3 weeks.
So last term we had our twilight sports, and it was basically our houses competed, and we all did these athletics.
It was an athletics day.
It was an athletics day,
running.
And we did all these things, relay running, beanbag racing, egg and spoon.
Three-legged race with the parents.
Yeah. And what was the one that we did?
Tug of war.
And we cheered. We did a 50-meter run, which, we competed in our houses and in our year levels, which was really fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And the women's sport. For the golf...
Hannah Green. Yeah, she won that tournament. I don't remember what it's called, but now she's top in the world, I think. No?
Yeah, that's her first ever win, I think.
She won from 114th in the world.
Yeah, she was
114th.
When she went to the tournament, and then she ended up coming top in the world for women's in golf, which is pretty cool.
And then the surfer was
Sally Fitzgibbon. Yeah, she ended up winning surfing. Yeah.
She's number one in the world.
Yeah, so it's pretty good to have those Australians. And we also have Ash Barty, who won the tennis.
She won the French Open, and then she, which is a major, and then she won the tournament going into another major called Wimbledon, and now she's number one in the world, which is quite good.
Yeah. So, Ryan, tell me some more about your tennis. Since Ryan here plays tennis and he's, like, really good at it. So, have you had any tournaments coming up or...?
I'm going into three tournaments, which is quite good.
Yeah.
I guess.
Ryan, do you think Ash Barty will win Wimbledon, and why do you think that?
I honestly reckon she might at least get to semi-finals, because knowing how her slice is, because she slices a lot, and slice on grass is really crucial. So,
yeah.
Who is she gonna? Who's she versing in that one?
We can't tell just yet. It's still coming up.
Oh, I thought she was gonna verse Naomi. Wasn't that?
That's she's Naomi Osaka's number two in the world now.
Yeah, because she was first,
and then Ash Barty won. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't she win like two in a row?
Two tournaments in a row. She won a major, and then she won a tournament going into a major.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
They were, one of them was French Open, and the other one was, like...
I did not know.
When's the Australian...
I forgot the other one.
When's the Australian Open?
A little while ago.
Oh, that's, like, in the summer. That's in, like, February, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I went a couple of years ago. It was really fun.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I've been there, like, three times. Yeah. Have you been there, Byron?
Yeah, I have. I went there for...
You went there, yeah?
Yeah.
When did you go?
Like, when I was, like, seven.
Oh, when you were seven. I went when I was, I think, 10.
Yeah.
And I went with one of my friends and my family. And we ended up being on, like, a Chinese news channel. Like, Chinese news channel on TV, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. And I also got, someone's racket, I don't know who it was, but it was all smashed.
Yeah.
Oh, Byron.
Yeah.
Byron, how's your basketball been going?
Yeah.
Good. We're, like, the semi-finals are nearly coming up for...
Yeah.
Is this for domestic or rep?
Rep.
Rep, yeah.
And then we haven't been going too well in domestic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because... We haven't been going well because I'm new to the team and other people are new too. Like, it's not like a very
the chemistry old team. The chemistry isn't the highest.
Yeah. So what grade are you in for domestic?
A grade. We're versing all like the people that play like Vic.
Yeah, didn't you say you versed Sam Waterson the other day?
Yeah,
he's good at basketball.
Yeah, he was in your team last season.
Yeah, last season.
Then you move teams. Yeah. So don't you have like a rep game tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Who are you versing?
I think like Eltham or someone like that.
So you play for Sabres, which is Sandringham.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when do you like train?
We train on Sundays and Thursdays, so tonight.
Oh yeah, tonight. Yeah. So tonight we also have our silent disco, which is basically a disco
with headphones.
With headphones, and everyone listens to the music in the headphones, so it helps the teachers a lot, so they don't have to listen to us screaming.
Still,
except they probably still
have to listen to us screaming.
Yeah, it's gonna be really fun, and I think it goes from 5 to 6:30.
Yeah,
5 to 6:30, and like the whole school's in it, and it's gonna be really fun because we had one last year, and that was
really good.
That was super fun.
It's just everyone jumping around with headphones on.
And then, like, when you take your headphones off and you listen to everyone, they're just all screaming. It's super
fun. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And, Ryan, when do you have your next tournament?
Monday.
Monday? Oh, on the holidays?
Yeah.
Oh, we do have the holidays coming up. You guys doing anything on the holidays?
What's the tournament? Whereabouts is it?
It's in Dendy. No, I mean Glen Iris.
Oh, yeah.
The tournament's called MCC Glen Iris.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, are you going with anyone, like, you going with people from our school?
No.
Tom? So, before, we were talking about Ryan's accomplishments with tennis, in his tournaments. So,
yep.
Yeah. Ryan, you go on with that.
Okay, so my first tournament I'm playing in Glen Iris, and it's like a ranking tournament, and you get rankings. So you get points. Let's say I win the first round, I'll get like 2 points. So I've got 9 points overall, and my ranking's 2,100. And, yeah.
Ryan, how much tournaments do you think you've won in your whole life?
I've won... Are you including under 10s? Because under
Any whole life.
I've never won another 12s because under 12s are really hard. And
yeah, I can tell.
There's a lot of sweaty kids in there. But I have won like 6 under 10s because then they weren't the hardest, but...
Yeah.
Didn't you say you versed like an 18-year-old before?
Oh, yeah, I play comp in section 1, which is the best section, and then I play men's pennant.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah.
So we have Xavier on the arrows again. Well, not again, but now. And he's really into soccer. So, Xavier, do you want to talk about the Matildas in the World Cup?
Yeah, so we started off quite well. We versed Italy and we had a great game, but Italy are a very strong side and we just couldn't beat them.
Yeah.
Next game we had Brazil. In my opinion, I'd say we shouldn't have won that because Sam Kerr kept on going offside and it was an own goal that made us win. Mm-hmm. So then we thrashed Jamaica.
That's good.
Sam Kerr scoring 4 goals.
Oh my gosh.
Was it offside again or?
No. Oh, maybe a few were a bit.
A few?
Yeah. Jamaica scored 1 goal in that game. Thanks to our goalkeeper, she saved heaps. She's a great player. And then, so we finished that, top of the ladder almost.
Mm. Oh,
and
that's so good.
It's great.
Yeah.
Then we went and versed Norway, who we'd previously lost to in the to get into the World Cup.
Yeah.
And it was... what happened in the, I think it was the 32nd minute, one of their players, she got through, amazing through ball, and she just had a great goal, and it went up to the 82nd minute, one of our players was sent off, got a red card.
Oh my gosh.
I thought it should have been a yellow, but,
Did Sam Kerr score on that one or not?
Nah, she didn't, but our right wing, Elise Keelan-Knight.
Yeah.
She did a ripper cross and
that's good.
Without nobody touched it inside of the cross, it went through everybody's legs and the cross had so much curl on it. It went like curled straight into the goals. This is the 83rd minute, so we'd completely given up at this point.
Yeah.
And so everyone was celebrating 1-1.
Yeah.
And then it came down to penalty shootouts.
Oh, Xavier, yeah, I saw that.
I saw that on YouTube.
I saw
Sam Kerr.
Oh, yeah.
Xavier, how do they get the curl on the ball, though?
It's pretty much how you kick it. There's a certain spot on your foot where you can just make it flick up, or the way you kick it. I play soccer and I'm absolutely rubbish at getting it to curl, but I do try. In one of my games,
that's
I got took out and I tried to curl it around the wall and it just hit the post.
I would be mad if that happened to me.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. Anyway, so with the penalty shootouts, Sam Kerr, we put her in first to get us a good start.
Yeah.
And probably everyone saw how that went. She completely shanked it and went over the goalpost.
Yeah.
I think she was trying to get top right corner, but she
make it look too good.
Yeah, she tries. You know, you're supposed to probably just do your penalty simple. Just go for the bottom
it's
corner.
It's a big shot.
Yeah.
Everyone's just depending on you to make that shot.
And then pretty much just went downhill from there. So we lost that goal. Norway scored their other goal. I don't think our goalkeeper saved any, which she saved many in the game, but the Norway's strikers were just too good.
Yeah.
And the last goal was 4-1, which, so we were, that was a knockout game.
Yeah, so we're now, are we still in it or not?
No, we're gone. Oh.
So,
it's not good because we sacked our coach.
Yeah.
And this is a team that they've been making in the running for 4 years, expected to win. Yeah. And it's not good at all.
Yeah. So, who do you think's going to win the whole thing?
Well, I reckon it's going to be up to France or America. Because
France have a lot of good players.
Yeah, they do.
Why do you think that?
Well, America, if it comes up to point-wise, they've had amazing games. They've just gotten so... Attacking is just amazing. They beat Thailand 13-1 in one 13-1. Game.
Oh, my God.
13-1.
How do you score that many times in the time base?
That I know. Like, soccer's normally a low-scoring... Well,
don't even think we score that much at school, to be honest.
Yeah.
And we play on a court. Really small.
Tennis court.
And they just Thailand's also a professional team as well. Imagine beating a professional team.
Oh,
best players out of all of Thailand getting beaten 13-1.
Oh, my gosh.
By America,
13-1.
Yeah.
And so I reckon if it comes down to points, it'll definitely go to America because how are you supposed to make up for 13 points?
Exactly, that's a lot of points.
It's, like, impossible
to make up. And with France, I reckon they're just playing amazing. They've got the home advantage. They've won most of their games. And
they're always playing well.
Yeah, they are.
And it's looking great for them. So
How do you go on when you? How do you go at soccer?
We had a rough start to our season, but we're winning by a lot now, which is good.
This is 88.3 Southern FM, and we're from St. Joseph's in Blackrock. Recently, we were just talking about Matildas with Xavier, so Byron is a lot about NBA. Yeah.
So the NBA, had the finals.
They recently had it.
Toronto won.
Who were Toronto versing again?
Yeah. They were versing Golden State.
Yeah, they were.
They won two times in a row, Golden State, and Toronto have never won.
Do you reckon Toronto deserve to win, or do you think...
They deserve to win because... just how good they've been playing through the season.
And
people, a lot of Golden State people got injured.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's true, because...
And...
I heard there was a lot of, like, awards and...
So the finals MVP was Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
I know that player, he's a good player.
He was really good throughout the finals.
Yeah.
And the MVP was Giannis.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they could have made it to the finals without Kawhi Leonard, or do you think they weren't relying on him?
They were kind of relying on him because when Kawhi was out when they were versing Milwaukee, they lost the game when he wasn't playing.
I'm surprised that Milwaukee didn't make it in. They've got really strong players.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he, like, hurt his ankle, I think.
Oh.
How many points do you reckon Kawhi Leonard averages a game?
Like, 25, 26.
Yeah, so we'll see what you mean by they rely on him.
Yeah. And the most improved is Pascal Siakam.
Yeah.
That's a big name.
Yeah.
Pascal Siakam.
And, like, he wasn't that good at the start of the season.
Yeah.
And he kept getting better and better and better.
Yeah.
And then, and it was out of De'Aaron Fox and D'Angelo Russell. And he got it.
Who do you reckon, who do you think will win next season?
I think it's kind of tough. It's, like, between Lakers because they've got Anthony Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's going to take a while for him to, you know, get used to the...
chemistry.
How they play.
Or New Orleans with Zion Williamson, the number one draft pick.
I'm a Boston fan, and apparently Kyrie Irving has left us for our Brooklyn.
Yeah, I'm a Boston fan as well.
Not so happy about that.
Yeah, me too. He used to carry our squad easy.
Yeah, he might have. He might have left. Because he had an argument with Gordon Hayward, and and the sixth man of the year was Lou Williams. He's 32, and he won 4 in a row.
What does sixth man of the year mean?
It means, who's the best off the bench. Like, whoever starts off the bench and, the best.
Oh, yeah.
Out of everyone. And,
So who won that?
Lou Williams. Plays for LA Clippers. And defensive player of the year went to Rudy Gobert. He actually averaged like 8.9 steals a game.
So now we're going to play another Queen song because I am a Queen fan.
Yeah, Queen.
This one's a classic, another one Bites the Dust.
And we are from St. Joseph's Black Rock.
So we're back again.
Gabby, you had this Parliament speech. What was that about?
Oh, so basically in Australia, some students compete in this thing where you have to write a parliament speech.
What was your speech about?
Mine was about women's, what's it called?
Women's rights.
Yeah, women's.
Money.
Well, yeah, like money.
Pay gap.
Yeah, the pay gap. Oh, it's actually Victoria, I meant. But it's the pay gap with women's, like, sports and everything, because there's, like, a big difference between men and women's sports payment.
Isn't tennis the closest, though?
Yeah, tennis is the fairest.
Like, Gabby, why do you think biased? It's not fair?
Well, and I checked on this website, and basically a lot of these, like, basically every sport that was there had all the men's sport had, like, more than, like, double times as much than women, and sometimes even, like, triple or more. And I just thought it's really unfair because women should have every right as men do, the same. And I think Elise Perry in cricket, she gets paid 0.2 million. So no, it's 100,000, I think.
You know, yeah, after the Matildas, the soccer's becoming 10 times more popular with the girls, because my club's some clubs around Australia are actually running out of facilities, because suddenly, after the Matildas, all these people want to play soccer.
Yeah.
And it's just great, yeah.
Yeah, because that's the same with my girls' footy. In our footy, we are running out of a lot of, like, grounds to play on. But, I mean, we get to play on grounds and everything. It's just they're now running out because there's so many girls' teams in.
I think the women's sport is getting more and more popular.
It's getting really popular now.
Yeah.
And it's, like, dominating.
In the NBA, LeBron gets $36 million.
Yeah.
And then in the NBA...
Women's
NBA, the lowest one, she gets $1 million per year.
Whoa, that's, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But
except with...
With the women's, and footy games. And all that, they play less games. Yeah, they don't train as hard because they have second jobs. And when it comes to the sports, I'm having a little bit of a disagree, but I agree that they get paid a little more than what the men get paid more.
It's just they wouldn't have to have second jobs. When you're basing it...
Yeah, if they got paid enough, they wouldn't have to have second jobs.
When girls and women base it off... So say they base it off Serena Williams and Roger Federer, you're basing it off one of the most well-earned sport person in the whole world.
Yeah, because
I know. That's the thing.
Yeah, because...
So when people base it off people like that, it's...
The NBA, they play 82 games in, like, 6 months or, like...
Yeah.
10 months or something like that.
How do they do that?
And in the NBA women's one, they play, like, 20 in, like, a year.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because in the AFL, women only, like, gets to play 8 games, which is really annoying, because I even play more games than that. I play about 15, 16.
Do you win a lot of them? Are you, like, one of the top teams in your group?
Well, I think we're 4th on the ladder now, because we were 5th and we beat this team that was... first on the ladder, and we beat them by 6 points.
How many in your group?
In our team, we have...
Well, in your, like, whole sections, you have, like, sections?
Oh, like, grades, like, divisions.
Like, division,
we have, I think, we have 8 teams, I think, because we're Div 2.
Div 2?
Yeah, and then we have 3 teams for Beaumaris. But we have 3 teams for Beaumaris in... under 12 girls, and we're all in different grades, like divisions, and we're in the Div 2 team.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
Yeah, but there's like 4 divisions, so it's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're basically in the middle?
Yeah, yeah, we're basically middle because there's a Div 1 team and then there's the Div 4 team.
Okay, now we're going to play a ABBA song called, you'd probably know it, Dancing Queen.
Love that song.
This is 88.3 Southern FM and we are from St. Joseph's in Blackrock.